Welcome to another week of embarking on a beautiful journey of experiencing His nearness. As we prepare our heart, mind and spirit to receive fresh manna this day, let our lives be filled with the truth of God's word, and may the Lord bless you to live your life in its fullness.
So I'm so grateful to be here, and more than anything that I am so glad to be under this grace. I just want to take a moment to honor my father, Professor Shaiju Mathew, and if you are not jealous, you can clap better. What you see today, you may be seated, please. Thank you. What you see today is what they have invested in us. And we can say that, you know, I was in ministry. I never wanted to start a church because I would like to assist the pastors, but I never wanted to be a pastor because every week you need to prepare a sermon, right? But if you are a prophet, it's so easy. People will invite, treat you well, and you can go and prophesy. But the problem is you are seeing the same face every week. And how long you are prophesying? And they are also tired of your prophecy, and you are also prophesying to them. So, as like, whenever somebody come and say that, okay, you are going to have a church, I'll just skip it. Let that prophecy go to the next person. But during 2019, you remember there was a conference and a prophet came down. And I met him he gave me a 2-3 minutes time. And he said, go and start a church over there. I was like, no, I don't have any option. So still I didn't take it seriously. You know, sometimes we are very, very choosy, right? Even God is speaking, we'll pick what we want. Not about Bangalore, it's about Canada, okay? So I forgot about it. It was there back in my mind. I don't want it to remind me with that prophecy. So I kept it. And your man of God, Apostle Pruji, I have to talk about him. You're blessed. I'll tell you, you don't know how blessed you are. Wow. The other day, somebody came and sit, please. Thank you. Somebody came and told me, like, Prophet, I have received so much from you. I said, what? I am receiving from you, man of God, and you are coming and telling me that you receive from me. There is nothing. It just only matter that you identify what the man of God is carrying. So I remember the time, the beginning days, we used to take time to meet Apostle Pruji, and he was so graceful. And this was the first time I saw somebody's helping. Okay, sorry, you don't know about, I've been into the church for a long time. So I saw somebody is helping to build another church very close to his church. For me, it looks like, what? You don't know what I'm talking. That's why you are like, what is talking about? Is there any Bangalore people here? Is there any Mallus here? At least you should be knowing what I'm telling. See, what I mean, he was so graceful. That is, he was so helpful. And thank God to his family and for his life. So in a long story short, during the lockdown, I heard a voice, go and start praying in a basement. So still, I didn't have idea it was going to be a church, okay? If God was asking me to go and start a church, I would have asked another prophet or our prophet, wait until he come back and reconfirm it. So this was like me and my wife went there and start praying. And the next week also we went there and prayed. The third week somebody asked, can we also join? And said, okay, you come. And the fourth week somebody asked, can we also join? And I was a little scared because it was a peak time of lockdown. You don't know what kind of lockdown we had. It was like a prison. It was like a jail. We have one port, one airport, and one bridge. They locked the three entries. And nobody could come in, nobody could go out. So what I did is I searched about what is the fine if you organize a meeting. So I found this is a fine, I kept it in the bank. And I asked the people, okay, don't come and park your car next to where we are gathering. Park it somewhere. I know, I heard about underground churches in China, but I never thought there should be an underground church in Canada. So that's how we started. And we never had any opportunity to announce. We didn't announce it. But that 1 year, we have to ask people, please don't come. Because the limitation was 25, the hall could accommodate only 25, but God sent almost 120 people in that single year. And I'll tell you, I didn't have Instagram, Facebook, nothing. I was scared about when people are saying, Pastor, I'm coming. I said, my Lord, don't send them. Because I was seeing if they caught me, I'm going to get fine. They may send me back to India. I don't know what is going to happen. But you know, even when you don't recognize, there is a grace that is working in you. Sometimes the grace doesn't need to convince you it is working for you. Is that a prophetic word for you? Some of you are sitting here, but still the grace is working for you. Are you understanding this? So today the Lord put something in my heart. I'll just share. And go to Daniel chapter 1. From verse 3 onwards.
Then the king commanded Ashpenaz, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and of the nobility.
Okay, we'll stop there. We'll continue later. And the king commanded his eunuch to bring some of the people of Israel. And the first criteria the king said is they should be belongs to the royal family. Now, what we need to understand is the Israelites during that time was in exile. Okay? While they were in exile, the king needed somebody, and he is not going and having a recruitment just like, you know, what is your profile? I wanted to know. No, he is going in very deeper way. And he said, my first criteria, I don't care about whether they are in exile or not, but go and find out who has the royal DNA. So that means, you know, why the king cannot go and recruit anybody? He is not asking for qualification. He's not asking for good certificate. He's asking for something that which nobody can see it. And he's saying, like, you know, if I can find the royalty in their DNA, I wanted them to be in my team. See, sometimes we don't understand what we carry. If you ask anybody when they are in exile, they think, okay, we are in slavery. We are in bondage. Oh, nobody cares for me. We are in trouble. We are in pain. We are in, you know, we can list on all the problems that we have. And yet the king is saying that I don't care about what the problem they are having, but there is something that I can find in them if they can find the DNA of royalty. So let me tell you, I don't care about what problem that you have it, but what DNA you carry is matters. Your family will be in exile, your finance will be in exile, your marriage will be in exile, your kids will be in exile, your health will be in exile. You can be in exile, but there is something that will still remain as a royal is your DNA. It takes only the king to look for it. That is why sometimes your family doesn't understand what you carry. Your friends will not understand what you carry, right? Talk to me, boy. Yeah. You look like, you act like, you know, everybody understand me. But, you know, when the night comes, you cry to the Lord, Lord, nobody understand me. But there is a king that understand what you carry. Yeah. Irrespective of your situation, irrespective of your, some people say that, okay, I'm no good for nothing. Who said that? Did the king said that? Talk to me, bye. There is something that you carry which is not manifested. But still there is an invitation. I said there is an invitation. You know why it is? Because the king is recruiting for a team. The team is functioning in a system of governing. And if you carry that brokenness, you can't function in governing. You think, okay, why the king need so much gold? Yeah, talk to me about him. We can sell it and give to the poor, right? Talk to me back. Because your DNA is corrupted. There is a poverty is in your DNA. Now you judge the royalty. But the king is, I don't want to have that battle in my palace. I want the people who carry the DNA. So I don't care about whether you are in exile or not, but still there is something that I can relate with them. So now some of you think, okay, I'm not rich, I don't have the, you know, the royal DNA or anything. Pastor, I'm coming from this family, that family. I'm not talking about your physical DNA. Who cares about your physical DNA? We are caring about it. There is a different DNA. And the Lord is looking for that DNA. You know what? When the devil comes to you, he will not come to you and show me your certificate, then I will attack you. No, no, no. He will smell the DNA in you. If sometimes we had the sense that the devil is having, we would have been in the next level. You should be thinking that why the devil is attacking you so much. Don't you know that he has little brain? Correct, no? If he is attacking you for too long, you should be knowing there is something that you didn't find, but he found. So at least you should be asking the devil, come on, tell me, why are you attacking me? I'm not doing any damage to you. What happened is, even before I starting the church in BA, there was a group of people start attacking. I was going for my work and coming back. It was locked down. Nothing to do. I was sleeping. And I said, the Lord, I heard the Lord is saying me one day, these people are standing against you. I was like, what? I'm not doing anything. Can't even go for a coffee. Then I understood there is something the devil is upset about. And sometimes we need the Bible class, what we are getting is not enough. Sometimes the devil has to confirm our anointing. when we were growing up in the ministry, we had it's not a competition, but we will go and we will say, in the name of Jesus, to the devil. And if the devil is screaming louder, your anointing is high. Some of you are even afraid to say, get out. Sometimes you need to stand up and get out. Tell them to get out, right? So, what happens is when there is a lack, the enemy tried to bring your mind into that and start defining you from the situation what you are in. But refuse to listen to that lie. Tell them that I belongs to a royal family. Tell the devil, I don't care about the exile. Still there is a hope in me. Yeah. I like the Matthew chapter 1, okay. Many people doesn't like Matthew chapter 1. It's just like you're going to gymnasium. You have to do a lot of work with your mouth to read it. So what we will do is we'll skip the Matthew chapter 1. You can't lie in the church, right? See, some of you are smiling. Yeah, I know what you're doing, what you're telling. It's right. But in that, if you check the verse 11, it says about a man who begot another somebody when they were in exile. And why that names in the Bible is because through that lineage, Jesus came out. So even while they are in the 400 years in the exile, in the slavery, still the slavery could not touch the DNA. Yeah. They could put them in the slavery, but still there is something they were carrying. And if you read the Bible, you will see there is nothing could kill the DNA. Let me talk to some of you. You are not going to die. Don't define you by your circumstances. Don't define you by what your friends are saying. Don't define you by what you feel it. Look into your DNA and tell, there is something that I can find. You know, it was easy to judge. There was a blind man. As Jesus was walking, you know, the Bible talks about him. He is a blind by birth. Okay, do you know the story? So, and immediately his disciples started asking question, Jesus, is it because his parents sinned or he sinned that he born as a blind? I was like, what this man is asking? To do sin, he has to born, right? Talk to me back. To commit a sin, he has to be born. But they are asking like, is it because he committed sin that he is born as a blind? Sometimes we think everything spiritual. And lose the common sense. If he had little bit of sense, wait a minute, what am I asking? And the answer Jesus gave, no, it was not because of the sin. It is the glory of God has to manifest in his life. And that did not stop there. If I am hearing that word from Jesus, I'll be next time I'm thinking of when the glory comes. Correct, no? Talk to me back. Yeah. You expect the glory. Yeah? You expect the cloud to come. You expect the angels to appear. Huh? Because you're expecting that is going to be. You wanted to fly in clouds. I don't know about BRC. This is my expectation, okay? His nearness, sorry. So what happened is, after Jesus said that, he spat and he made clay and he applied on his eyes. I was like, what kind of glory is this? Imagine if your man of God is doing that. You will leave the church. You will make sure that you will post it in the Facebook. I feel that I am preaching in heaven. You guys are such a holy. You don't even, you will make sure that the man of God is so famous, right? Not about you. You're sanctified. Now I'm talking about, this is the nature. Correct, no? But what we don't understand, the way Jesus was functioning there. And he said, okay, he's already blind. And said, go and wash in this pool. Jesus, I came with a problem. Now you're giving me another problem. Are you understanding this? But do you know what is common in the blood and in the saliva? It is the DNA. If you test your DNA, if you test your blood, and if you test your saliva, you can see the same DNA. And in this, researcher says it's almost the same amount of DNA can be found. So what Jesus was doing there, there was some work left in him. So disciples were thinking it is because of the sin he got punished. But Jesus was telling, I left some work pending. I did something in secret, and I have to do something in public. I'll tell you, some of you are broken in secret, but God will honor you in public. I prophetically am telling you, there are some people here, they are broken inside, but wait for a time, God is going to honor you. Because you are in contact with a different DNA. You are under a different coverage. Are you getting this? So, how can we say that we lack something when the Creator itself is ready to provide it? This is where we need to understand how much You know, sometimes how the devil is working. He's working all day and night. We work on Sundays and Wednesdays. And he is watching in every moment. When even while we are sleeping, he won't sleep. That's why you are getting the devil dreams. So he's constantly watching any time that he can inject a lie to your mind. Because if he can convince you his lies, then you start acting like that. Just because somebody rejected you, who told that you are rejected? I feel there is a royal invitation. Only friend Rose said amen. I said, there is a royal invitation. And when you understand what you carry, you know, that is why you can function in that. I know your man of God is teaching about identity very well. And sometimes I used to sneak to, you know, his teaching. Right? You're blessed. So what happens is, if you don't understand what you carry, how do you function in that? You remember that lady came to the prophet and said, my husband dead. My kids are going to be taken away. And the prophet asked, what do you have it? We will say that, like, you know, man of God, there is nothing left. Correct, no? Her bank is empty. Her life is empty. But what did she found in her house? We will say, that little oil, right? We'll say that's only little. And don't you know that God, there is nothing called little in the kingdom. There is nothing called little in the kingdom. Everything in the hand of God is big. It's only the perspective matters. When Jesus saw the five loaves, he's not seeing the five. It's your definition, it is five. For him, it is enough for 5,000. Who am I talking to? For him, it is enough for to multiply. There are some people still complaining, crying, Lord, there is nothing in me. Let me tell you, who said there is nothing? It is the devil is telling nothing. If I was in the midst of that crowd, I would say, there's five, good for nothing. Oh, please don't, man of God, please don't share with Jesus. I'm too ashamed to say that. Bringing five for 5,000. Correct, no? Sometimes we feel like this is... But Jesus was not... He never denied the little things. It is the work of the enemy. He despised the small beginning. It is not God. So when I am standing here, I'm seeing there is a great expansion. Can I be very free? Can I be very free with you? You should be surprised if these chairs are not filled. Okay. I'll tell you a familiar word. The Bible talks about, he anointed my head with oil and my cup. If there is an oil on your head, it has to overflow. Yeah. Correct, no? So if it is not reaching your cup, what you need to do? You need to learn how can you increase the flow. Some of you are telling it's only one drop. There is a one drop you received, right? Make it double. Make it triple. Make it as a 1 liter. Make it as a permanent supply. Then you will see it is flowing. Sometimes we don't understand what we carry. The other day I was praying for a family, and I was like, when I close my eyes, I'm seeing an angel standing with them. I was like, I opened my eyes and I was like, do you know, have you seen any times angels in your dream? They said, no. Do you know that there is an angel functioning with you? They said, no. Okay. I said, have you ever had any experience with an angel? They said, no. And I was like, 1 hour I speak, and then all of a sudden I saw that angel. I understood what the angels were doing in that. You'll be surprised. Now, after 50 minutes, they said, Ah, yeah, I remember there was a man of God. He prayed and released an angel over me. And last 1 week, this angel is working for them. And they are depressed. Thank God the angel did not give resignation letter. I'm tired of working these people. And that is the time the angel will come and speak to a man of God. Man of God, please, can you have a Bible study about it? Are you understanding this? So they were under a grace. They had enough. Imagine, and there are so many things they were able to do it. And the angels were ready to function with them. Still they are looking at, okay, their bank balance. They are looking at the business is not growing. But there is an oil. That if you can focus on the oil, don't focus on your cup, focus on the oil. Because if you can remain in the oil, you don't need to be worried about the cup. It will start overflowing. I'm telling some of you, you're going to see an overflow. There is an oil that will make your life overflowing. But the enemy will, you know, this is the style that I preach, okay? It may not be the way that your man of God teaches. If God is anointing your head and he makes your cup overflowing, my question is, the cup has to be empty. Some of you are getting it. Correct, no? Do you know the coffee and oil will not mix together, right? And the tea and oil will not mix together. So before he anoint your head with the oil, he'll make sure some cups are empty. And that is where some people will attend the Bible class from the devil. See how long you are going to church? Your cup is empty. Why you need to worship? Why you need to pray so much? The past is calling for you in the, you know, I don't call anybody because they're asking to, your friend is asking, go to church, come for the service. And what is the use of going? My cup is empty. I'm speaking to some of the empty cups today. He's emptying you so that he can fill you more. There is a change happening. I'm seeing this place is overflowing. Yeah. And you know how it is going to happen? You know how it is going to happen? It's because of oil on your head. Yeah. See, only 10 people said amen to it. You are okay to have the cups. When the prophet said, okay, you have little oil in your house, what you need to do is you borrow a vessel, you borrow a jar. And who is going to define or who is going to limit it? It is her revelation. I'm thinking if she came with a glass, the oil will be stopped by the glass. What about if she's thinking, okay, I wanted to bring a tank. Did the prophet limit it? Did the oil limit it? You thought the oil is good for this, Sunday going service. But can I tell you the oil can reach in your kitchen? It can reach into your house. It can reach into your properties. It can reach into your court cases. I'm seeing the court cases are settling. There are cases that you are trying to win, but the oil can... There was a time somebody, he was a judge and, you know, his wife was a lawyer in the high court. So they invited me to pray. And the sad thing was that God asked me not to pray for the case. And pray for this lady. Okay, you're standing in front of a judge. And he wants to pray for his wife that she's not winning the case. And now you have to... I don't know what is going to happen, but I decided, okay, whatever happened, let me obey God. I closed my eyes. I didn't look into their face at all. And I prayed without looking into their face. I prayed for this lady. The next day, she went to the court. And the judge asked, why you didn't produce this much enough information early? So what used to happen is even when the case is being called, they will keep postponing. That was the final decision on that day. Let me tell you, your oil can decide for you. So we have not learned how to carry this oil. Can I ask you something? If you read the New Testament church in the beginning, how many times that you're seeing miracles are happening inside the church? How many times that you're seeing the miracles are happening outside this church? Correct, no? What happened? Somebody learned, okay, it's not only flowing on Sunday. When I go to market, I still am under the oil. When I travel on the bus, still I'm carrying the oil. When I go to my office, still I'm carrying the oil. Wherever you go, if you don't neglect the oil will not neglect you. If you're ready to acknowledge the oil is going to flow through you. Prophetically, I'm telling you, some of you will sit in your office and you see how the oil is going to flow. I told you when I started the church, I couldn't invite anybody. So I was working in a place and the oil started flowing in the workplace. And it happened in the people who are coming in the meeting, wherever they work, the oil started working for them. Let me tell you, some of us are not understanding what we carry. There is something is yet to be born in this place. You know what the Lord spoke to me when I was praying for this meeting? The church is pregnant. Amen. You're not seeing anything now. Some people say that, you know, wow, this Hisna has got a big hall now. You know, 500 people can send. Who said it's a big? It's whether it is a big or small, it's according to your revelation. But for God, I like the way God speaks. For God, it is not big. If you read the book of Revelation, it's so nice. God came down and said, you say you are rich. And you have everything what you want. But I advise you, I like the way God said, but I advise you, you are poor. And the church is telling that I have everything. I'm rich. And some people are, we hate sometimes rich. You're delivered, that's why. So I came from a typical Pentecostal. So we used to consider that word is a demonized word. Until we cast out our demons. And God said, God did not correct. Oh, Lord, please don't say, man of God, you are rich. Okay, you are too. No. You're telling rich? Show me your riches in this. I'll tell you how broke you are. And I will advise you, there is gold in me. Still, there is gold in here. There is gold that's supposed to come to some of you. I'm not talking about the physical gold. There is a heavenly gold. And some of you are still thinking, how I can grow in my ministry, how I can grow in my life, how I can grow in my business. There is a gold that you can buy from this place. It's only matter that you open your eyes and see it. That is why, that was the difference. If I was the king, I will never go to the people who are in slavery to recruit a team to function for me. When the king was doing that, remember there are people in the same kingdom that he refused to recruit for his team because they don't carry the same DNA. Just because you are in the same kingdom, you cannot be in the same team. But there is different qualification that is required to be in the same team. That king understood that. So I don't care about the slavery. Still, they can live with me in the palace because I can see, irrespective of their slavery, I can see a different DNA in them. Prophetically, I'll tell you, there are some people carry a different DNA, but you don't understand what DNA you carry. But there is an invitation to greatness. I said there is an invitation to greatness. I like the way our father teaches. Many things, everything. The one thing I missed is his vlogs. Some of you forget about it, right? He used to do vlogs, right? I used to watch the vlog like as I'm watching his sermons. I'll tell you the reason. The reason is, when he preached, he bring the word. But when he was doing the vlog, okay, I wanted to know how he is taking care of the oil. Can I share a testimony? I saw he used to drink coffee. And from the fifth standard, I never drank coffee because it gives me allergic. And one day I had a thought, if my father is drinking a coffee and I have the same DNA, why my body is upset? That week I got an opportunity to go to coffee day. I said, what is the thickest one? They said, okay, maybe the espresso. I said, I need two. Breaking the bondages. Hey, sometimes you need a coffee to break the bondages if you have the revelation. You need the man of God. You don't need the man of God to come and lay hand on you. You have the DNA. It's only matter. You need to understand there is something has to be unlocked in you, which is already there in you. That is why the king said, okay, if I can find that, I can unlock the greatness in them. And still we don't understand what oil we are carrying. If you read the Old Testament, when God called Levites as the priestly, the tribe, God gave them the lifestyle. Okay, how many of you know the Ten Commandments? I'm not asking. Okay? You heard about the Ten Commandments. All of a sudden, somebody's like, hey, my God, this. You heard about the Ten Commandments, right? At least, okay. Okay, I'm not scaring anybody. So, when you read the Ten Commandments, you see the Ten Commandments or you see the lifestyle? Oh, you didn't get what I said. He said, do not steal, do not kill. Is it a commandment or a lifestyle? What happened? Because it all began with a father called Abraham. And who taught him to give tithe? He didn't attend the Bible class. Who told him that you need to build altars? Nobody advised him. So just by walking with the Lord, he understood the heart of the Lord. But these people, they were under slavery for 400 years. Now their revelation is gone. Their understanding is corrupted. And they don't know how to take care of their own DNA. And God came down and said, okay, if you want to be my priest, do not touch the dead body. You don't do that because there is a different oil on your head. You read the Bible, you will see in the Old Testament, from the day God delivered them from the Egypt, God was working with their lifestyle. But God said, let my people go and worship me. Correct, no? Hey, talk to me back. I like it. But how many times God asked them to, okay, you need to have a fasting prayer on every 7 days. You need to go to church and worship God. God was working because God knows what they carry. But they didn't know because of the slavery. So God was working with them so that he can create the generation what he was dreaming in Abraham. The promise was with Abraham. But now because of their situation, because of the slavery, I know that is why the people, God was taking them to the promised land where there's honey and milk. And these people were fighting for onion. That onion dosa. You know, we Malus, we like, you know, fish curry. Even you go to any part of the world, they will talk about it. I told my wife, please, that is the Egyptian food. At least for us. Some of you are getting the... Some husband, they are so adamant. If they don't have the mori curry, then they don't eat. At least you give them everything, but still there is a craving. May God deliver you. At least the wives should be clapping for this, right? I'm making your job easy. They had a craving. And you know what the Bible was calling? It was the lust. So the DNA carried the royalty. But their soul, their understanding, because they were living in a situation for an extended period of time. So now they carry a different identity and they don't know what they were carrying. But still, Jesus supposed to born through their lineage. King supposed to born through their lineage. The priest supposed to born through their lineage. Still they act like they broke. That is where you need a king. And said, go and find out. There's somebody carrying DNA. I don't care about their exiles. Tell your neighbor, who cares about the exile? I'm caring about I care about my DNA. Next time when you have a problem, remember this, okay? Who cares about the exile? Because the exile cannot win you. But if the exile can remove the understanding what you carry, who you are, then you will be in exile even if you are in the promised land. That is why God was working with them 40 years. Because if God has taken them in the single day, they will create another exile in the promised land. So he said, okay, I need a 40 years of Bible class. I'm not even laughing about you. My joke. Correct? No. Sometimes when God is giving you extra Bible class, remember, there is some work left in us. Yes, you know, God can teach you because of his mercy. And sometimes he will say, okay, I wanted to work with them. And you know that why the people perished? The people perished because they didn't get it. And finally God said, okay, send 12 people to explore the promised land. That is the saddest stage. God said, you go and explore. At least you will get an idea where I'm going to take you. And they came with the big, you know, grapes and everything. And out of 12, 10 people said, in front of them, we saw big giants. And in front of them, we saw us as a grasshoppers. And God said, I'm done with these guys. And there was two. Their understanding was matching with their DNA. Said, take them. I want them in the promised land. Because I cannot build anything if they don't have the same understanding. This is why all the time the enemy will attack your mind. Because if you can give your mind to him, that's end of it. Yeah? Sometimes we take a leave to attend his class. Today I'm moved off. I don't want like to talk to anybody. But you're still attending his class. It's very hard to accept it, right? But get, you know, tell the spirit of depression, I'm refuse to listen to his lies. You know? And it's easy in Canada to call sick. In India, I know your manager will, you know, next day when you can just text them or call them, I'm sick, I'm not coming. They can't even ask you why. And if you're mood off, then you're sick. But who said you are mood off? Some people think, you know, how many of you feel that your spiritual life is in a fluctuation? One day up, one day down. One week up, Sunday up, Monday down. No, Sunday up, Friday down. In Bangalore, right? How many of you can relate with this? And many times we think that our spiritual life is down when we are emotionally down. But don't you know that God doesn't have a mood fluctuation? Even when you have a bad day, still God has a good day. When you have the worst day, still remember He is good for you. If you can find it out, if you can refuse to allow the lie of the enemy, in the worst day you will stand up like a lion and say that my God is still alive. I refuse to give my feelings to the devil. I refuse to give my emotions to the devil. Learn to function in that wheel. So next time when you feel you are depressed, what you need to do? Get up, go to a nice restaurant, find a nice grilled chicken, eat it. You think it is a joke? That's how God was treating Elijah. Definitely, if he was in Bangalore, God would have sent a grilled chicken or alfam or something like that. But he was in the wilderness. Nobody was there. God said, okay, angel, come on, cook 2 bread for my son. Let him eat. And what is convincing that time? Can I help you with that? If the prophet is coming and telling you, son, I know what brokenness you are going through. I know your friend rejected me. I know you're going through a breakup. I know your heart. How you build an altar at the same time. Because you can relate what God is speaking. But can I ask you something? After hearing that, are you out of this depression? You hear it, you will go to the same depression. That is where God said, I don't want it to cater to your depression. I want it to give you the food. Get up and eat. Because even the Jezebel is screaming at you, I'm still calm. I don't hear her voice. It is you hearing it, your voice. But can you hear my voice? Then even in the worst day, you will get up and eat. Ramaniya, Shakaniya, the Lord is delivering some of you. There is a different way also, okay? Some people, if they are depressed, they started eating more. May God deliver them too. Because the pain and pleasure goes together. Pain and pleasure goes together. He will put you in pain and He will tempt you to the pleasure. Or He will give you pleasure and break you. It's a wheel of the enemy. May God deliver you from that. Refuse to be in the pleasure. I feel the presence of God is here. He's talking to you heart to heart. Some of you are in this wheel. You had one boyfriend because he was treating you nicely and he rejected you. Now the another one is coming with the 2 flower. The previous one was with the 1 flower. Now he is giving you a bunch of, and now your heart is, I think it is the will of God. You are in His wheel. It's only a matter of time. Oh, so prophetic, right? Throw that flower. Somebody said, preach it, Pastor. That flower, don't sell your life for 2 rupees flower. Your life is more than valuable than. If you can sell your life for a 2 rupees flower, what price that? Can I disappoint you with that? From where do you buy flower? The roadside, right? So you consider you are valuable to sell in that place? Your price is the blood of Jesus. That is what He shed for you. And next time, at least He has to come with a revelation. Not with a coffee. At least convince my spirit. Convince my spirit, not my flesh. Some of us are, Pastor, I was praying for a flower. Today you broke it. May God help you. The reason is we function in a different understanding, but God wanted your eyes to be open and see what you carry. So if I was a king, I will never take, because, you know, how can I take the slave people into my team? Am I right or not? I look for my class. I look for, at least they should have a car, right? That is why he is a king. He knows how to rule the kingdom. And he said, okay, if there is a royalty in them, if that is remaining, I don't care about if it is manifested or not. If still it is there, I can pull it out. There is a great invitation is coming to this place. Some of you are going to rise up like anything. Some of you, after today, you need to learn to shake it off and tell there is, my DNA is different. What I carry is different. If you can set your days, 6 days, with your original DNA, your 7th day will be on fire. You know, the hard job for a pastor is to come and teach. But the 6 days, what you were listening is different. And you need 2 songs to get your radar right. At least the worship team is understanding what I'm telling. Right? The first song, you are everywhere. The second song, you are at least in the auditorium. The third song, you found who is leading the worship. The fourth song, you are in the... By the time this time is over. But what about every day? Your oil is not only active on Sunday. Even while sleeping, there is an oil. That is why even when the disciples were walking, their shadow carried the oil. Come on, somebody has to think like that. You can expect deliverance in the coffee shop. We used to think like that because most of the miracles in the early church didn't happen inside the church. It happened in the street. Then they came to the church. We are waiting for another fasting prayer. Okay. Another deliverance section. No. Your oil is... Let me tell you, you don't need a platform. Your life is the platform for the oil. So don't worry about whether your man of God is giving you a platform or you are invited or not. Still, there is something left in you. If you can dig what the king is looking for, if you can find what the king is looking for in you, I'm sure that some of you will rise up. Today, the Lord is clearing some confusions. Yeah, you know, the kids act like, oh, my friend called me monkey. Hi. So, correct, no? Oh, I don't know, Bangalore has changed in last three days so much. I used to hear the people, oh, this, she's calling me monkey or donkey. I was like, my question is, are you going to jump on the trees next day? No. So if the devil is telling you you're broke, are you going to be broke? If he's telling you your wife is not going to stick with you, don't say amen to it. Divorce the devil, not the wife. But you're too loyal to the devil. Day and night you're listening to him. And you're coming from that Bible class. And you look at your wife and see, you don't cook me well. Because he is teaching you. Some of things they are, you're too prophetic to find out all the mistakes of your wife and husband. It's not, you're not prophetic. The devil is teaching you. He is. And you are having all the fight. Kick the devil out. Tell there is an oil in my life. Tell there is an oil in my life. Refuse to listen to his words. I feel some of your heart is free today. Because the enemy attacked your heart so much. But listen to what God is telling you. I am still your God. Some of you are asking, Lord, did you forget me? Who said that he has forgot you? He called you by name. He created you in your mother's womb. You didn't choose your color, right? It is the one who designed you. How can you ask God, God, did you forget me? It is an abuse to the oil, if I say. And the oil is listening what you're telling. 6 days you are complaining. The next Sunday you are coming. Oil of gladness. Flowing from the mountain. And you look everywhere. There is no gladness. There is no oil. And you don't understand why some people are jumping. Why some people are not even singing. The oil that you rejected will not flow through you. But there is an oil in this place. I said, if I tell you the truth, there is a well of oil in this place. It's only matter that you can make it as a river. Some of you will make it as a river. Some of you make it, they will carry it to the different parts of the India. You are here just for a time period. God will send you to some places. Then you will see the same oil is coming there. When I went to Canada, everybody was telling, oh no, there all the churches is dry. It's you are dry, not the church. If you know how to carry this oil, when we went, my wife was telling, okay, make sure that you bring the fish masala, okay? Because why? If you have the same masala, you can cook the same way. So if the same masala can create a same curry in a different place, why can't you believe the same oil here can work for you there also? They said, Pastor, after 20 minutes is the maximum time you can listen. You can preach. That's our capacity. I said, okay, this oil is different. And we had a 70 days, day after day, 70 days meeting. And people started coming and telling, like, we forgot what we used to do in the evening. It's been 2 months now. And I was thinking, yeah, that's right, what I was doing in the evening. Because the oil has changed the lifestyle. I see a generation is coming up. They're soaked in the oil. They know what they're carrying. See, that is how David functioned. David had the oil, but he didn't have the kingdom. But the oil took him into the kingdom. And now if we were in the situation, we think, okay, I think the prophet did a drama. Correct, no? He poured the oil and sent him to the same place. Talk to me back. Correct, no? After the conference, you went to the same place. But don't you know that the oil is still in you? Even if you are in the forest, still the oil is not in the forest. The oil can attract you into the greatness. I see some people are growing into the greatness. I don't know why. Three words the Lord is speaking. Royalty. Greatness. If these two things you can hold on to it, there is a team of governance. There is a system of governance.
Thank you for joining us this day to worship and to hear the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May you continue to flourish in all your endeavors as you work closely with Him. Have a great week and Shalom.